All right. Recording number two. Quite therapeutic, sat here in the doorway of the motorhome. On the edge, with my feet on the island. I'm looking down at my feet, and reminds me of something I noticed yesterday. These carryall trainers are coming apart. Well, I've only worn them about 20 times. If you complain, take them back with your receipt. I'm going to receipt. I'm yawning because I'm thirsty. I yawn when I get thirsty, which is bizarre. I don't feel tired, I feel quite awake. I feel quite invigorated by the morning. I watched the Apple event a couple of days ago, live, where they announced a new MacBook laptop, or notebook they call it, I think, and they didn't tell us anything new about the Apple Watch. We knew all that stuff already. Everybody just wanted to know when it was available and how much is it. People are still going on about the battery life being poor. And the funny thing is I'm in the market at the minute for buying a watch that does you know, sports type watch, but does altitude, barometric pressure, plus other things. I was looking at Suunto. I've actually been looking at Suunto for about 5 years. They're very, very expensive. And I thought, well, let's see what Apple Watch is doing. But the problem you see with Apple Watch is Apple Watch needs an iPhone. Apple Watch needs an iPhone. It takes all of the data from the GPS in the phone and displays it on the screen. For the love of God, do you never get tired? She's just happy to be out. I like ViewRanger, you see. This is the thing. ViewRanger for when I'm walking shows me, and because you can customize the displays on ViewRanger, you see, I think you can probably have as many displays as you want. I've never tried, but you can customize the displays, so you can have like current speed, time, direction, altitude, distance walked, you know, that kind of thing. And you can display up to 6 bits of information at once on ViewRanger. But the thing that always got me was having to take your phone out your pocket. That might sound, it might sound petty, but listen, if you're a person who's got a couple of walking poles, you know, a walking pole in each hand, or you've got a walking pole and a GoPro stick in your other hand, you know what I mean? trust me when I say this, that you don't want to be faffing to take your phone out your pocket, where sometimes you might want to check it every few minutes. Out your pocket, back in. School, yeah. And so, I've got a watch, but it only does pace and distance on the display. I don't think you've got altitude. Pace, distance, heart rate, average, blah blah blah. But when you plug the watch in later on, you can get all that because the GPS data obviously records that, but it won't display a couple of the things that I really want. It's a good watch. I like a watch with a digital display. I have a G-Shock. I bought a G-Shock in 2000 and either very late 2007 or very early 2008, and I've lost it. Well, I haven't lost it. I just can't put my hand on it. I had to put a new strap on it because it came with an excellent Velcro strap. But they just had its day, so I bought another Velcro strap. I actually bought a proper G-Shock. Well, the other one was a proper G-Shock, but this is like a kind of really, it's quite a big Velcro strap. And I bought it from New York, actually, it came to the UK in 3 days. I paid $22 for it, I think it might have been. It's a really nice strap, but it's too big. The strap is too big. It's really comfortable, don't get me wrong. It's cushioned. I like the watch. The watch I've got at the minute was 65 quid from Aldi. Quite a very clear initial digital display. It comes with a heart rate monitor that has that technology that only, I don't even know what kind of technology it is. It's not, I don't think it's Bluetooth. It's some kind of wireless link. It's not Bluetooth. Put the, heart rate monitor seems to just work when it wants. But to be honest, I'm not really bothered about the heart rate monitor. The Suunto watch that I'm looking at is a nice watch. It's very big though. But I think on my wrist it'll look alright. By Christ, dog, you're getting good at this. Molly, remember the time when I taught you to put the ball in the ball catcher? And Apple Watches. Oops. It's a very nice looking watch, but the prices are just bloody unbelievable. You know? I like it, you know. I think the notifications thing is handy. I don't think I would ever speak to my wrist though. But the notifications thing. Oh, ViewRanger have developed an app for the Apple Watch. That's handy. Oh. Oh, I just flipped dog slavering at myself. I don't feel the need to buy an Apple Watch, being an Apple fanboy. I just want the product that's going to do its thing. The thing about Apple Watch is the battery life as well. People are worried about the battery life. There's a lot of rumour and conjecture, and Tim Cook says it has all day battery life, when even when using apps. Still don't know what that means. Does that mean 9 hours? Or does all day battery life mean 12 hours? She's starting to lie down now when she drops the ball off. Are you tired now? Looking at me with eager eyes. Do you want me to throw the ball? Thank you then. She's getting pretty dirty now. She's got to tramp through the bloody living room to get to the kitchen as well. God, I hate living in a terrace house. And the Suunto watch has 50 hours. And get this. The watch I wear on my wrist says you get 16 hours use out of it with the GPS going. And it's very accurate. I believe that. But it takes no time to charge. Honestly, a full charge in 20 minutes. Oh, quickly. Oh, she's got it. Before it went under the fence. Yeah, full charge in 20 minutes on my watch. And it'll last for flipping weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. I mean, I use the GPS on it. It used like 5 hours of battery life. So it was on 9 hours of charge. Well, it says you push the button, it tells you how much battery you've got left. But it was showing 9 hours of battery for like 3 months. It's a good watch. Aldi's own. Well, not Aldi's own, I don't know who makes it. Best 64 quid from Aldi I've ever spent. Get some bargains at Aldi. We bought is it a Silvercrest DVD player that we've got? Whatever. Anyway, we had a lot of American DVDs. Region 1 DVDs, and actually still, here the Pied Wagtails come. Always about this time of day they start coming in. So we had a lot of Region 1 DVDs, and we needed a new DVD player, because when we moved, they jiggered our DVD player. it was very quick operation. Within 30 minutes of research on the computer, we found a cheap DVD player. It just happened to be from Aldi, that you could hack to make it multi-region. I don't even think it's hacking. I mean, it's there, isn't it? I mean, it's just a marketing thing. It's, you know, to make it locked out to a region. So just, I don't want to say hack it, I just want to say unlocked it. So I unlocked it. It was really easy, just Googled it. So we had all of the cheap DVD players, you know, that were going for like 30 quid. And as I say, we then just Googled, you know, unlock these different types of DVD player. And the first one that came up was this Seacrest one from Aldi. The unmistakable sound of a Land Rover Discovery Series 2. And so yeah, it's the DVD player will play any region DVD, which is good. Picture quality is really good, actually. I'm quite surprised. But we plugged we did have it plugged in, because we haven't used it for 3 years. But we had it plugged in on the component. I think we had it plugged in on the component cables. Oh, technology, yeah. Technology. You've got to keep up with it, or you haven't got to bother, have you? Right. Shall we go, Molly? Legs are getting cold.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word.